Thanks very much, Sam. Thank you very much for coming. May the Lord bless us and undertake for us at this time in His Word. Could we open our Bibles at God's Word at John chapter 18, please? John chapter 18, verses 37, please. This is Pilate speaking to the Lord. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou the king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. For every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate says unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no fault at all. Chapter 19, please. And we're reading from verse 1 to verse 6. And then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited the crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And he said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. And Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I am bring forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. And then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate says unto them, Behold the man. And when the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. But Pilate says unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. We're going to read verses 14, please. Verse 14. And it was the preparation of the Passover at about the sixth hour. And he says unto the Jews, Behold your king. Behold your king. Then from 16 to 22, please. Verses 16 to 23. Then they delivered him therefore unto him to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he bearing the cross went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. And when they crucified him two other with him on either side, one and Jesus in the midst, and Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew, and in Greek, and in Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not, the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Go to verses 28 and 30, please, of the same chapter. And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, it saith, I thirst. And when verse 30, and when the Jews, Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. We're reading verses of a trial. And three times Pilate said, I find no fault in him. If we do that nowadays, there'll be some riot. And then he tells him, behold the man, and then behold your king. Let me ask you, friend, if you're sitting listening to what we're saying and reading this evening. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe what has been read these very moments, or what is going to be said shortly? Or if you have read them yourself, what is truth? Well, truth is the Word of God. The Word of God. Romans 3 and 23 tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What does that tell us? It tells us that we've all failed to reach God's standards. We've all got sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. See, death and the resurrection was the price for man's salvation. That's the only way that we could get salvation, and that was the price that had to be paid for redemption by Calvary. And Romans 3 and 20 and 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. See, in 1 Corinthians, and we all know it here in this place, in 1 Corinthians 3 and 1 and 18, the preaching of the cross is to them it perish, but unto us that are saved is the power of God. There's nothing foolish about it. But you may think it's foolish this evening. Because the natural man, and this has been said many a time from this platform, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. How could it? The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He can't take it in. It's a joke to him. Friend, let me say to you tonight, only those who have had a personal experience in the new birth can have spiritual enlightenment. You cannot get it from your father, you cannot get it from your mother, you cannot get it from your brother, you cannot get it from your sister, you cannot get it from your minister, you cannot get it from anybody. Well, you ask me, how do we get it? Well, that's the easy part. Romans 10 and 13 says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no difficulty in that. That's easy to understand. The child could understand that. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no way cast out. That's easy understood. You come, you're not refused. See, friend, there's only one God, and there's only one mediator between God and man. Who is that? Lord Jesus Christ, the man that went to Calvary. So then, faith cometh to hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's easy understood. You hear it, and you believe it. You can only do one or the other. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But there's another thing here. For by grace are you saved through faith. And it's not of yourself. Not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's given to you by grace of God. You ask for it, you'll get it. But you must believe it. And do you believe what you've heard in this book with the scriptures I've already read out? Do you believe it? Pilate says there was no fault in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he scourged them and gave them up to hang them on a tree. May I remind you tonight, friend, the scriptures in Galatians chapter 6, where it tells us that be not deceived that God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall also reap. For he that soweth of the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth the Spirit shall of the Spirit life everlasting. So if you're mocking, be careful. See, Judas sold his soul for gain, for money. And Pilate, well, he lost out as well because he tried to keep his job or a position. So the two of them lost out. And the high priests, well, their sin was greater because they should have had spiritual divine revelation, but were only hypocrites. And the two thieves, well, with Jesus in the midst, one refused and the other accepted. In John's Gospel 3:3, it tells us, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I would like you to come with me to John chapter 3, please. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Marvel not that I say unto ye, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and where it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we know, that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. I have told you earthly things, and you believe not. How shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And Moses lifted up, the serpent in the wilderness, even so much must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and the men loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. We've read of the different men that are involved with the crucifixion of the Lord. Pilate, Judas because of money and gain, Pilate because of his job and his position, and the high priest, well, they only wanted to get rid of the Lord. And the two thieves, well, there was only one would accept it. But Nicodemus was a Pharisee, a leader of religious, he was a religious leader. We find him that he has three brief passages in Scripture. You've read the first one, 3:1-21. Well, we find he desired for Christ. He desired Christ. That's why he went at night so nobody else would see him. But we find him in chapter 7 of John, in the defense of Christ. Look at John 7:45, please. John 7:45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto him, Why have you not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people knoweth not the law, are cursed. Nicodemus says unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, does our Lord judge any man before it hear him, and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also a Galilean? Search and look out, for out of Galilee arise no prophet. We find him, he's desiring Christ, he's defending Christ, and we find him in 19, John 19, we find him in verses 38, his devotion to Christ the Lord. In John 19 and 38, it tells us, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, brought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which was at first came to Jesus by night, brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, and about 100 pound weight. Then he took the body of Jesus and wound him in linen clothes with spices as a man of Jews to bury. Now the place where he was crucified, there was a garden. And in the garden, the new sepulchre was never man yet laid. There they laid Jesus before, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Nicodemus, he desired Christ. Has a defense of Christ. And he's a devotion to Christ. Knowing all things were accomplished, that all scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Friend, tonight, I want you to think what we've been saying and what we've been reading and who we're talking about. We're talking about the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We're talking about the Lord of glory, beloved of the Father, calling, I thirst. We see his humanity here, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is not a divine man. He's not a humanized God. No. But friend, he's a God-man. He's a God-man. Forever God. Now forever man. He's something that he's never been before. This is who you're listening to. This is who's talking. You may say, when did this happen? When did this happen? When the eternal Word became incarnate. He did not cease to be God. He did not lay aside any of his divine attributes. No, no. But he did become flesh. Being made in all things like unto his brethren. Man. God manifested in flesh. And how dare you take the Lord's name in vain, and who you're speaking to. We talk about the world, the state of the world's in. No wonder it's in the state that it's in. John 1 and 14 tells us this, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And when we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God manifested in the flesh, friend. It tells you in Scripture, he increased in wisdom. He wearied in body. He hungered. He prayed. He wept. He groaned. He slept. He marveled. And he rejoiced. And friend, he thirsted. Let me tell you this. God doesn't thirst. But the Lord Jesus Christ is man. In the depths of his humiliation, God cannot die, but Christ as man can die and be buried and be raised again. How do you know that? You've got a Bible beside you, read it. John 10, 17 and 18. I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. What man can do that? Why did he do these things? Why did he do these things? Not my will, but thy will be done. Hebrews 2 and 10 tells us he's the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 12 and 2, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Do you know who he is? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God manifested in flesh. What a Saviour we have here before us. Let me finish, friends, by a warning. Judas was not a saved man, though one of the 12. He never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was never washed from his sins. He was not chosen by the Lord. Therefore, he was not kept by the Lord. John 6 and 66 and 71. I'm giving you them because I haven't time to read them. John 6 and 66 to 71. John 13 verses 11. John 13 verses 18. And John 17 verses 12. Therefore, he was not kept. How was he not kept? John 13. John 17. John 17. Verse 12. While I was with them, in the world, I kept him in my name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. Verse 20 of the same chapter. Neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Friend, tonight you have an opportunity to be saved if you're not saved. And if you think you don't need to be saved, Scripture tells you you have to be saved, because you're a sinner. I'm not saying it. Scripture tells us it. You must be born again. And let me say to thee this, that Judas is a frightening example of how near we can get to the kingdom and still be lost. There's people in churches and in different places. They think they're all right, but they're not. They think they're all right, but they're not. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. That is, it cleanses continually. We're always clean. Why does he wash the disciples' feet? Well, the feet talks about a walk. The word of God is like to water, washed by the word of God. The washing of the word. Today, when our hands is dirty, we have to go and wash them. And when we wash them, the dirt is away. The same with the word of God. The same with the precious blood. We're washed in the blood of a lamb. Today we have to wash our hands because of the epidemic and all the other things that we have to go through. The heart. When the heart and the conscience become defiled, what does a Christian do? The Christian goes to the Lord. Friend, if you're not saved, what do you do? What do you do? You just gather a big heap, and someday you'll be judged for it. We go to the Lord. For John, 1 John 1:9 tells us this: for if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what keeps us in fellowship. Friend, if you're not saved, you're not in fellowship with God. It doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The washing of the word cleanses all our defilement from us. The Lord said, I have not chosen you, but I've not chosen you 12, use 12, one is a devil. That's why he was never. He was in the company of the Lord, but he wasn't never of the company. And that's why we're saying there's people in places that they think they're all right by doing this and doing the next thing, which is very well. But except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I ask you tonight, as I close the book, you can be saved. It's up to you. It's the choice that you make. Just as like all these men we're talking about, they all made a choice. There was only one. There's two. Nicodemus and the other thief on the cross. What choice will you make tonight? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word tonight. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you once again for our gallant tonight. We thank you, Father, for your word is truth. We thank you, Father, for the wonderful, wonderful salvation you have given through your beloved Son, our Saviour Lord. And you've left it, Father, that whosoever, that's everybody, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. And him it cometh, you say they're never cast out. Father, you have never made it so easy, but it cost you your beloved Son, the darling of your bosom, who went all the way to Calvary and shed his precious blood. We pray, Father, tonight, not only where the gospel goes from this place, as it goes throughout the land, we pray that, Lord, you'll use it to your glory and praise. This we ask and this we pray, that souls will come to know thee as the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord and Saviour. Just as at one time we came in our own sinful way and accepted him. This we ask and this we pray and thank ye in the wonderful name of our Saviour and Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.